Okay, let's discuss for a few minutes a topic, the topic of eating hot food on Shabbos. This week is Parashas Ki Sisa. There's an interesting Targum says, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. La'asois es ha-Shabbos. There are two dinim in Shabbos. You have to be Shmir Shabbos, which seemingly refers to the Lois HaSeis, and then there are the positive mitzvahs, la'asois es ha-Shabbos. The Targum Yonasan ben Uzili translates the pasuk as follows: Vi natrun b'nei Yisrael yos Shabbosa, that b'nei Yisrael should guard Shabbos. Doesn't tell you what exactly you should guard. And then when it comes to the word la'asois es Shabbos, he says limevad tafnukei Shabbosa, to prepare delicacies on the Shabbos. Shalom. So it's a very fascinating targum. You would never expect, you would think, La'asois, what do you do on Shabbos? You should make Kiddush. What are the mitzvahs that say of Shabbos? There's covered Shabbos. Oineg Zohar v'shamar. Zohar is to remember it. Yet he says here the La'asois, he puts an entirely new flavor, is to enjoy Shabbos. There's something called Oineg Shabbos, and the La'asois means Erev Shabbos. You have to make preparations that you should have ta'anugim, delicacies to enjoy on Shabbos. So this comes the Makar. The Makar, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah. The Ramah writes, U'mitzvah lehatmin l'Shabbos k'dei sheyoichal chamin l'Shabbos. Ki zeh mikovod v'oinig Shabbos. This is a covenant and an oinig of Shabbos. V'chol mi she'eina ma'amin b'divrei chachamim v'oyser achil aschan b'Shabbos. Choyshashen shema apikoy reisu. So Ramos says a mouthful. He seems to be going off on a tangent, and this is really a little bit mysterious of where it really all comes from.
I think it's the Baal Hamor.
What?
That quote, I think it's from the Baal Hamor.
The Baal Hamor?
I think so. That
you're almost Nabi Kairis. And what is he really alluding to? He's alluding to the prohibition of Le'sevaru Eish B'chol Moshe Sechem B'yayim HaShabbos. The Tzedekim, the Baitoisim, all of these groups of people, they were troublemakers. But they were troublemakers I once heard from Rabbi Yochanan Zwag. I once heard this many, many years ago. I think he came and spoke somewhere, and his speech was that when you think of the Tzedekim, and you think of the Baitosim, so we think like they were like reform and conservative. Is that what, like, what's this? Mamori Chazal, they did not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. So today, who are the groups who do not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh? Reform, conservative, and all these other different groups. That's what we think of them. He says that's a mistake. The Tzedokim were like, he didn't say this, I'm saying that they were like, I don't want to say so. They were extremists. They were extremists.
Sure.
Even more. They were extremists. What did you say? I know you said. What? They were extremists to the right. They wouldn't carry the Erev. They did things that were, you would not notice. You would not necessarily pick up that these people are tzedokim. And in fact, we know that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was a big mystery. Were you a tzedoki? Were you not a tzedoki? And what do you mean tzedoki? Did you drive to shul or not? It's very easy. Okay, how do you dress? You can ride away, we can ride away, sniff you out a million miles away. No, the tzedokim did everything the regular Shomer Shabbos did, plus. There's nothing that they did. So when you don't do things right away, it's a giveaway. This person is not from one of us. But when you do everything that everyone else does, you come to shul, you daf 3 times a day, you wear tefillin, and you're a good person, you do all these good things. So it's very hard to detect that he's a tzedoki. Because what is a tzedoki? He does everything you do plus a little bit more. Too much. I mean, obviously, when it comes to the calculation, the calculation of when is Shavuos, Mimachar Asa Shabbos, so that you can get away with. Well, I never heard that. What do you mean? Is that really true? I don't think that's really true. I don't think that's true. I'm not. Not every Takana Drabbana they disagree with. There's certain. It's very complicated. So the Tzedakim, one of their big things was this goes throughout the entire Shulchan Aruch, is they believe when it says Tilo Sevadu Eish B'chol Moshu Asechem Yom HaShabbos, you're not allowed to have a fire burning on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to derive pleasure from something which was heated on Shabbos. So therefore, the Tzedakim would not eat hot food on Shabbos. They, in their homes, they did not light neros. There was no ner Shabbos. In order for that, really, the truth was, in ancient times, there was no ner Shabbos for us either. There was no such thing as lighting ner. How did ner Shabbos come to be? According to some opinions, it was a way to weed out the Tzedakim. Because if you're lighting, if I'm giving you a command to light candles Erev Shabbos, and your home will be illuminated on Shabbos, so a Tzedakim couldn't get away with this. You can't go make believe you're a Tzedakim when you're lighting, because you walk in the street, this house is dark. If you pass this house and the house is dark, obviously he's a Tzedakim. So therefore it became a Takana of the Rabban in order to weed out the Tzedakim to light candles. Built into that Takana was also is Oynik Shabbos, is that you must eat on Shabbos something which is hot, in order to show that with the prohibition of L'Sivaru Eish B'chol Moshu Asechem B'yom HaShabbos is only means you're not allowed to ignite a new fire on Shabbos, but a fire that has been lit from before Shabbos is allowed to continue to burn on Shabbos, and the food is even allowed to cook. Me'ikar Hadin, you're allowed to even cook on Shabbos, you're allowed to let the food cook on Shabbos as long as there's no concern that you may come to stir the coals. So this, in order, that's exactly what the Ramah says, it's Oynik Shabbos, but it's not just, I guess, it's the fulfillment of what it says in the Targum Minister Ben Uziel, this idea of Lenevad Tafnuke Shabbos, but it's more than that, it's also what the Ramah says, he's saying from the Ar Zarua, who mitzvah lahatim l'shabbos k'dei sheyochal chan l'shabbos ki zeh mikoved v'oynik Shabbos, and then he goes on to say it's not just kovid v'oynik Shabbos, you are revealing that you're not at Stoki. V'chol mi she'ein ha'mamim b'divrei chachamim, if you don't believe in the words of the chachamim, v'oyser achilas chan l'shabbos, and you are of the opinion that when it says in Torah l'sevar v'esh b'chol moshu sechem yom ha'shabbos means you're not allowed to have benefit from something which is on Shabbos, choyishashin shema apikoyresu, this person not be chorus. And this indeed, you write, he comes from, he quotes over here to the Baal Hamar, and even as a poem. You know, fill it with the poem? The Yesh, this poem is, Tzarech lasois, kol mi she'eino oichel chamim b'shabes, Tzarech lasois b'dikam im hu min. The im meis, if he dies, such a person, yis'asku boi amimin. A Jew should not touch his body. Let the non-Jews bury his body. The Yesh min o'oimim, now I don't know what this means here. Al smol shuhu yimin. There are some people, I guess, who are Picarson, they say what's left is right. In other words, they're not maminim. Now here's the poem. V'chol ha mimin, lahavshil ulahatmin. Anyone that's a maimin. Anyone ha mimin, lahavshil, to cook, ulahatmin, and to insulate. Hu ha maamin, he is a believer. V'yizke, liros bekeitz hayomin. He will merit to see the coming of Mashiach. Okay, now.
Big achdos, because everyone put the chunk in the same oven.
Oh, very good. And very good. So let's quote, you're quoting over here from what it says in the Toichacha. It says in the Toichacha, V'ofu eser nat noshim lachmachem b'taner echad. Right, 10 women will put their food together. B'shivri lochem matei lechem. V'ofu eser noshim lachmachem b'sanur echad. V'yeshivu lachmachem b'mishkol v'achaltem loy tisbohu. So indeed, the Mepharshim quote this pasuk that the curse is that 10 women will put their food together in one pot, and they won't be enough food for anyone to eat. That's the klolos. So what was the bracha? The bracha was they all come together. They all come together in Echnami, then also increase the achdos on Shabbos, because the minhag used to be is they used to have one communal fire, and all the women would come to put their pots on this fire Erev Shabbos, and they would come, they would retrieve their pots on Shabbos itself. So also that was all, you don't show up to take the pot, that was a sim, the person was a Tzedakim. Okay, now there's a lot of discussion exactly what are the parameters, the guidelines of how often you have to eat hot food on Shabbos and what kind of hot food. The Mishnah Berurah, among others, seems to say the obligation is only Me'ikar Hadin by day, not at night. Me'ikar Hadin, if a person does not want to eat hot food at night, that's okay. Only have to eat by one of the three meals.
You can't tell.
at night because you're going to warm it up before Shabbos. So it's exactly. So if you learn the time, but that's the middle of the nafkamina. If you learn the time because of Oinik Shabbos, Oinik Shabbos, so then you should be mechuyev to find out as well because the Oinik eat hot foods. If you learn the Iker time is because of Yishnabi at Stoki, so then Friday night's not a raya. Because Friday night, you're not going to be able to weed out the tzedakim because they'll heal the food Friday afternoon. It's still going to remain hot into Friday night. You're not going to be able to tell. But Shabbos morning, there's no way you can get away with it. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah holds that Mikra did, you only have, not only the Mishnah Berurah, others hold as L'chatchil, of course, you should have hot food all three meals. But B'diyeved, the Chiv, to fulfill this Minag Yisrael, is only having hot food Shabbos day. Because the Iker Tainuk, the Iker Oinik Shabbos, is Shabbos, the covenant is Shabbos meal.
Eretz Yisrael in the 1800s, my grandfather said that when he was there in Yerushalayim, he said a lot of people, because of the finances, on Friday night, a lot of people ate milchiks, but Shabbos lunch had to be fleishiks.
And not only fleishiks, it had to be hot. It has to be something very hot. Another shayla is, let's say you're not in the mood of chalant, can you mekayim the minhag by having a hot drink, coffee or tea? So some want to say no, the hakpada is bedafka to eat, achila. Adava chashav, eating hot is not enough. Another shayla, what happens if you, how do you keep it hot? Now, I'm not trying to make trouble, or chas shom, you have to sachamida sakanta yosem esura, but what about you keep it in a thermos?
Chickens.
Or let's say,
we used to have chicken soup.
Yeah.
In other words, Friday afternoon,
yeah.
Heat it up,
yeah.
Hot, and put it into the thermos. I've had chicken soup for Shabbos lunch.
So that's the question. The question is, if the hakpada is, what's the ik? Is it time because of it should be hot? And there are two dinim. The lamus over here is, there are two dinim. Every time you eat hot food on Shabbos, you mean makayim two dinim. Number one, you're eating tainuk, the Targum says. You have to be misanig, and the typical tainuk is to have something that is hot. But number two is to show emunas chachamim or sevadu esh b'chol mosh v'sechem yom haShabbos. If it's heated artificially in the thermos, it's heated from before Shabbos, and you can.
Second idea.
So then you're not being makayim. You're not being makayim. You're having hot food as a tiny, but you're not. So what about a hot plate? What about I don't know, all these technologies they have.
That's like
Aish. That's Aish. I mean, I'm saying you'll have all these new technologies, whatever they are, they'll be able to keep food hot. So you'll go and you'll claim in Echnami it's not the Ikar. The Ikar is it should be Mamish, Aish Mamish. Aish Mamish is the full fulfillment of this Takana. What the Baal HaMor says is anyone that does not Mekayim this, it's a Gilui that is Mefakvek on the Divrei Chazal. He's an extremist. He's an extremist. It's not enough what it says in the Torah. He wants to take the Paschal of Sevar Aish literally that 100% that it has to be you're not allowed to start a fire on Shabbos. Now another issue is chalant. Where does the word chalant come from?
Chaud lentement from French. Chaud slow. Chaud lentement. That's what some people.
So what does that mean? What does that mean?
Chaud warm. Lentement is slow.
Slow. Exactly. Tzlilon in Echnami. So he has the etymology is that chalant doesn't necessarily mean potatoes and beans. It means the word chalant. It means something that's hot. It's cooked lon over a long period of time, which means there has to be a degree of warmth to fulfill this minhag.
Are we saying that during the summer when it's hot, it's uncomfortable to eat hot food, that it, you still need to eat hot food?
Yes, that's what it's. He has an entire paragraph on that. In the summertime, when people they don't necessarily enjoy eating hot foods, they would prefer have some cold ice cream. So the Mishnah Berurah makes it very clear, it doesn't matter, that on Shabbos there are two dinim in eating hot food on Shabbos. One is tainug, and one is to show emunas chachamim.
So you could have the hot tea in the meal. Which
is Mishnah Berurah says tea is not enough. You need an oichel,
No, in the meal, when you have a oichel,
You have to eat something.
Yeah. The oichel has to be something which is hot. So in Echnami, it's not enough. In the summertime, even in the summertime, it's not in the ake of these things. No, but ever you caught somewhere, you can't have. It's not the end of the world. But there is a minhag Yisrael. It's brought down in the Ramah It comes from Ramah. There's such a thing that there's a hakpada to eat specifically something which is very hot. And there's also another mitargum. I don't have a chance to look up the translation. They want to say there's another makar that you have to have something hot. Maybe you can help me with this. It's in Parsha Shoftim. Parsha Shoftim talks about the lev. Yavi halevi miachad ech sharecha mikol yisrael shehu hu garsham. B'sheireis b'sheim Hashem alukav kicholechav halavim ha'imdim sham lefnei Hashem chelek kichelek yochelu. Give him his portion. Give the Levi his portion. Levad besides mimkarov al ha'avos. Now what does it mean? Lamed the Levi gets besides mimkarov. What he sold here, the chutz mimash im mochar echad mehen beso shayoresh me'avoysav. If they sold, kinyan shel kasav yevchamim kabayis, the oid achuzaso bayoyvel lo yoyma lo hariato osher shemacharta beischo lo titol imanu chelik chelik zehu levad mimkarav al avos. Even if he's very wealthy, and you know the pshat in the pasuk is, even if the Levi is very wealthy, how do we know he's wealthy? He sold property. If he sold property, he has a lot of money in his bank account. He has millions of dollars stashed away in his bank account, and the land he didn't lose either, because when it comes Yovel, it's going to go back to him. So this guy is an Osher. The land's coming back into his property when it comes Yovel. In the meantime, we know, we go online, we see that he sold it for a certain amount of money, a lot of money, so he has plenty of money. So when he comes, I have to give him a portion, I have to be so nice to him, I have to give him the hides and the chel over here, the Levi, the Kohen. The Kohen has assets. Even though the Kohen, the Shevet does not have assets. But sometimes the Yashin assets. So it doesn't matter. You still have to be kind and give him. Yeah, he gets whatever he is entitled to. Even in the Beis Hamdash, he divides the hides of the Kodshim Kodashim. He gets it from the Kodshim, the other Kodshim. Don't start claiming that this Kohen does not need to take a portion in the Korbanos because he is a very wealthy person. He inherited property, he sold the property, we know that he has money in the bank, and the property, anyone will come back to him during Yovel, don't do that. Chelek yechelek yechelu, let him get the portion that he deserves in the Beis HaMikdash, levad mimkarov alavos, even though he sold assets that belong to his forefathers, and he's going to get it back when it comes Yovel, and he has money in the bank. There's a very interesting Targum Unkelus. Targum Unkelus says, Chelek kicholok yechlun, bar, you know what it means, mimkarev alavos? Now, I don't know what this means over here, I don't really know what the translation is, levar, mimatarta diyesei bishabata, besides the mimatarta. Mimatarta, the way he translates over here is hot food. Hot food that is brought on Shabbos. Dechein askin. What does it mean? Allah avos askinu av hosana. It is the establishment, the takana of the avos from the forefathers. In other words, he's reading into this pasuk over here, fascinating makar for the reason why you eat hot food on Shabbos. That when the kohen comes to the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, and he ministers, he gets food besides the hot meal that he anyway eats. And who is misakin on Shabbos you should eat a hot meal? The avos. I mean, mimkarov, he ties over here as a hot dish. So the Targum is incidentally teaching us a makar that there is a time immemorial on Minog Yisrael to eat hot food on Shabbos that was established by the Kadmonim, and no one should be denied this food. All right? That's all I got.